Board members can please take their seats. We do have a forum for resume our meeting in public session. Thank you to the public for your patience and for returning. We do have a report out. So our secretary will read the report out.
In executive session, the KPFK local station board discussed possible irregularities in previous personnel searches at the local and national level and heard a report from the PNB.
Okay.
I just want to, for the record, rather, I'm sorry, in the middle of a chicken sandwich. For the record, I want to say that there was a substantial majority that objected to the wording of this report out. We were not given an opportunity to discuss it, so it is not accurate as far as a large number of people in this committee have expressed.
Excuse me, board members, can we please
have a microphone.
Keep our ground rules for communication?
The
next item on the agenda is that too loud still? I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, the next item is number 6, the general manager search committee election. So we'll take nominations from the floor.
General manager.
7, listener to staff. Yeah, that was done by motion.
We are accepting nominations for, we'll start with the listeners first, to fill 7 listener seats. There will be 2 staff seats that need to be filled. So we'll take nominations for listener members.
Michael? I nominate Lawrence Reyes.
Point of information.
Lawrence, the public comment is
made. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the composition? Some of the members are.
There's 7 listeners and 2 staff to populate the.
You mean 7 listener LSD members?
LSD members.
Yes.
I apologize. 7 listener representatives.
LSD representatives.
We don't take questions.
Right. Public. There will be public comments.
Point of information.
No, the public comment during the election.
Just to clarify, we constituted an earlier search committee in which we anticipated having non-LSC members on the search committee. The PNB took a vote to disallow last year having non-LSC members on the search committee. So we are following the currently existing PNB procedures, which is that only LSC members.
So that's
something
from the Pacific National Board.
Last year we tried to set up a program director search committee and constituted with non-LSB members. The PNB revoked our ability to do that. And so this search committee only has LSB members subject to that ruling by the PNB.
Okay. So nominations. The first one was Lawrence Reyes. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, other nominations? Dr. Wenger?
I nominate Fred Blair and Steve Brooks and Kim Kaufman.
There are two separate elections, correct?
Yes, we're doing the listeners first.
Right.
We're doing the nomination separate?
And then
we can call all the nominations at once and then do separate elections. We'll start with the listener nomination. Once that's closed, we'll take the staff nomination.
Point of
and then
order.
We'll vote on each separate.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Please do two separate elections so people do not get confused.
It's in the agenda. We have an agenda that's been approved. We do the listener elections and then the staff elections, item number F and G. Dr. Wenger, you had which nomination did you make?
I nominated three people for listeners, and that was Fred Blair, Steve Brooks, Kim Kaufman. I believe the next two people are staff, so I'm not nominating them.
I don't know what you mean.
The next two people, Steve Pride and John Jones, are both staff members. Yeah, nominated.
Okay, do you accept the nomination? Sorry, Rodrigo. Fred, do you accept?
Yes.
Steve?
Sure.
Kim?
No.
Kim does not accept the nomination. Okay, Rodrigo?
Nominate Lydia Rasson and Michael Nolan.
Okay. Lauren? Lydia, do you accept?
Yes.
Michael Nolan is the top one. Okay, Lauren?
I'd like to nominate John Parker.
No. Okay, Kim had her hand up.
I nominate myself. I nominate John Wenger.
Thank you.
Okay, Kim, and then Keith.
I nominate Michael Novick.
He's the nominee.
Okay.
Yeah. Lydia?
Lydia, are you raising your hand to us? Yes, I want to nominate Brenda and Ariana.
Do you accept?
No.
Did she accept?
No.
Okay, so Ariana.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, would you like to end any other nomination? Oh, Brenda.
I nominate Ron.
No, I don't want to.
Are there any other nominations? I would be a staff. Staff nominee. Okay. Yes, I would be a staff. So we'll do staff
information. Are we nominating both now?
No. That's okay. I'm just trying to finish up. I think there was a misunderstanding. So are there any more listener nominations? Okay, we'll take the...
The listener nominations are Reyes, Blair, Brooks, Brazon, Novick, Anderson, Gladney, Graywall.
Dr.
Wainer.
Okay.
Can you
read it slowly?
Reyes, Blair, Brooks, Brazon, Novick, Anderson, Gladney, Wenger.
Okay. Staff nomination. Brenda?
I nominate
I accept.
Let's not do that for confusion, to avoid confusion. Let's have one election.
So we take all the nominations and then we do separate elections.
That asks for trouble. We've had trouble before with this, believe me.
I accept the staff nomination.
Oh, God.
Are there any other staff nominations?
If Dutch were here, he would just tell you how bad this can be. Just don't do it.
Okay, Brenda. It was Lydia.
I nominate Rodrigo.
Do any other staff nominations?
Yeah, I nominate Crockett.
I nominate Steve Pride.
Do you have your hand up in the
one? I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
Does the staff have to be on the local station board too?
Oh, yeah, these are all local station board. They made a motion to exclude the public, which is the P&D made that motion. Lauren?
I'd like to nominate Antine, would you be willing to accept on the GM search committee?
Okay, so we'll move on and then let us know when we have a nomination. So the 1 minute candidate statement. Okay, so we'll do 1 minute candidate statement and there will be public comment after that. So if we can go in a the list of order of nominations. This is the candidate statement for the listener nominee. The listener nominee.
I serve on a intergovernmental interviewing committee for my union. I'm also an employment specialist, so I analyze resumes pretty well. I'm willing to serve. I'm also a director on the PMB, and I'm open to serving this committee and serving the listeners.
Thank you. Candidates, you have 1 minute. The next is Fred Lick.
I have served on one search committee in the past, and so I have experience. And I'm familiar with the process, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to explain to the LSB. I'm sorry, that's a lot.
Thank you.
I'll just quickly say that if I'm on the committee, that I'll be very diligent about evaluating all the materials, making sure that we have a very structured process and that we follow it. And, I will be very diligent about analyzing interviews, questionnaires, and being as fair as possible. So that's my commitment.
Labor's on.
Candidate statement.
I've served on search committees before. It's an enormous amount of time if you do it in a timely fashion rather than dragging out these committees that last for a year or two. It can be done within 3 or 4 months at the outside. You just have to meet very regularly, know what you're doing, be extremely organized and experienced, and adhere to laws and regulations governing employment law and searches. And I've done that both locally and nationally.
Thank you. Michael Lovick?
Yes, I was elected as a listener, not on the LSB, to a news director search committee. Some years ago, the town hall meeting, and served in that committee that picked the news director or made recommendations for the news director to the then general manager. I served on the program director search committee previously and was elected to the new program director search committee. We set up and I was elected chair of it, but that was terminated by the PND. Respect the confidentiality and take the responsibility very seriously to look for the best qualified candidates that will move the mission of the station forward, and to take this responsibility very seriously and given it.
Thank you. Chuck
Anderson?
I was on the previous search committee for GM, and I'd like to say that I attempted to attend most of the meetings. and people across the room here, some of them, sabotaged the meetings so there would be no results. Right. In the end, we had four candidates that were attracted to the office, and we don't know who they were now because someone across the room did not.
No personal.
He didn't mention me.
No personal.
Or any. So, we almost elected a general manager. And then the PM threw it out.
Okay.
Point of information. That's completely incorrect.
Okay, thank you. This is a candidate statement. So, go on, Dr. Winger. Are you?
I previously served on two search committees. My education is I have a PhD in physiological psych, and in the process of getting that education in experimental and physiological psychology, I took courses on how you do evaluations, how you build a personality test, do a rating scale, all that sort of stuff. I can share that expertise with the committee to make sure that we follow best practices and that sort of thing. I'm a fast reader, and I was diligent in my previous committees, and I'll be a good member.
Thank you. Also, Ariana Gladney, and if the public could not please interject.
Okay, I just want to basically do my part and help to find a general manager that's going to be diverse, but also going to take all of Southern California into perspective, not just one particular, area. So, I want to do my part to help find a general manager that's going to really try to be dynamic and, get the station back on the street to where it needs to be, get more listening.
Thank you. That concludes our listener candidate statement. So we will also give our statement for the staff nominee. Rodrigo?
Basically, it's unfortunately, KPFK, has been having so many DMs and also interns. But nowadays, it seems like the wind is blowing from other directions. So I hope to contribute with the best option for the new GM that is going to take in consideration all races, all genders, all voices, all languages, to make our radio station really diverse, reflecting the demographics that we have in Los Angeles area and beyond, up to whatever our signal is reaching. So I'll be doing my work, it should be done, choosing the right option for everyone in Los Angeles area. Thank you.
Thank you. John Crenshaw, candidate statement, please.
One. What's required, and I speak as someone who has a JD and is working hard to make sure we follow the law, and employment law is very specific. When we are hiring someone, we consider their qualifications for office, and the qualifications have to do with their fitness for the job. That is what we have as the task. I chaired on the personnel committee the search for the ED. I served on the national level, and I've also served on the PD search committee. And in both of those, we followed a very rigorous policy of examining fairly and determining the criteria for selection beforehand so that we were as objective as possible in making the selection. And then ultimately passing off the information to those who would make the determination of who would be hired. So I would like to continue in the same fair process as your representative on the GM search committee.
Thank you, Mr.
Crenshaw.
And can you accept the nomination?
I want to thank Lawrence, and I think I must be calling, as someone who has repeatedly here pointed out that what I perceive as conflict of interest in having committees select GMs or PDs or anyone. I think it would be a hypocrisy on my part to join a committee I'm always criticizing. Concern is that we are selecting our own boss, there's conflict of interest in that, and there's always unfairness to whoever is an interim. Whoever's interim, everybody has openly informed about. So I think this committee should change the system and have a human resource department. But that's all different discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm the last nominee. Mm-hmm. So I am a staff representative. I'm a producer on a Saturday program. I'm also serving as the chair. And so my involvement with KTFK is a lot of time and commitment, and I'm very proud of that. I'm also an LAUSD high school math teacher, so I am would love to serve on this committee to make sure that the KTFK has a non-commercial educational license to broadcast, and so that the communities of my students and surrounding communities, I need to make sure that if I have an opportunity to be involved in this process, that those communities are reflected and represented, especially as an educator. So now we go to...
We can have the same more nominees.
We finished the nominees.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
10 minutes.
We already finished A. Oh, the nominations are closed? Okay. And so we go to public comment. We've got 10 minutes. And you can also pose your questions to the candidates, because the candidates will have an opportunity to respond. Mm-hmm. Are there any more public comment speakers? So then each one will have 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
Sorry.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, sorry. Thank you.
I'm I'm happy that these folks have been elected, but I'm very concerned of what Chuck Anderson alluded to. He did not allude to, he illuminated. He highlighted behind the scenes manipulation that has been going on for like 2.5 years. So this is a reconstituted committee. This committee twice tried to get off the ground and twice was stopped on its heels. And so the community needs to be aware of that. So I thank you, Chuck, for making that public. It takes balls, and it takes guts, it takes cojones to say and do the right thing always, regardless where you are. And I just want this committee to get on with the job and do it as quickly and expedient as possible, because it takes a lot of money, takes time away from other projects and other issues that we need to be addressing. And I wanted to also talk about what Ralph Nader said. I'm also concerned, why is it that Ralph Nader's program, the BU program today, started with the voices of John Crenshaw? And I am just appalled. And he had to have his first 10 minutes in there. So he calls about shifting the power. Well, my friends, the power was shifted here when the election took place recently, where the left has the votes, as you can see. So I'm hoping that a revolutionary and radical position gets adopted as soon as possible here, and I hope each and every one of you accountable. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lance, and I'm here to reintroduce myself to the group, because over the last 35 years, I've been listening very carefully to this station. I feel like I'm a student of the station, and I've been to university to study what we do here. They tried to teach me the way they wanted me to go, but because I came here, I was able to see another way. So I'm here to put myself at your disposal to do that for you. I've grown into my name, Lance, but it's more like a scalpel. You know, you've got to look at this stuff, and you've got to be willing to really take a peek. Are you going to fight over this thing while it's sinking into the ground? or are you going to rise to the occasion and really make the station what it's supposed to be? This infighting in the story is over. We're done with the story. So I applaud y'all. Also, I want to say this. I trust each and every one of you who got called out here. I know what this is. An incredible job. Thankless job. I just read, you know, Summer Reese is a friend of mine. Again, through the grist mill. I don't even know if we can ever talk again. Who knows? Maybe we'll be friends. This place is not kind. We need to be kind. This place is not open. We need to be open. We need to actually do what we talk about on the radio while we're raising money. Do you ever think of that? Do you ever listen? So it's like, I've really grown up in the last couple of days, weeks, months, with a band. You know, I'm in a new band. And they're asking me to do stuff I don't want to do. And I've got to step up and say, I'm not going to do that. And that's the thing here with you guys. We can do better. We have the most amazing resource, and we have like the last little flicker of fire in the truth market. But you guys are fighting. So get over it. And get over yourselves and look at our shit together. This guy is talking about. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, I've served on evaluation committees and third committees in prior years. So I know what the task is about, and it needs to be done not just with guts and balls. It needs to be done with heart and head as well, if you want to play off that comment. We need people who are conscientious about the nature and purpose and function of JBFK and Pacifica. At the very beginning of Pacifica, KPFK, about 6 months before I went on the air, and I worked with the founder of the station, whom no one even remembers, I'm sorry to say. He was forced to resign and was fired, take or take, for a number of reasons. One of the reasons was the lack of clarity as to the relationship between this station and the foundation and the nascent network. About 50 or more years later, that issue has still not been resolved functionally in many respects. My point being, we need to learn from our history, not dwell on it, not be obsessed and nostalgic, but learn from it. Most people don't even know the history. So some of the problems that have been with us in the beginning, plus the new ones, are dealt with. We need people on this search committee who will select someone who's competent to run a radio station in concert with a network which is owned by a foundation on behalf of all the people. It is not for any particular political or religious or commercial purpose. And people who innocently or deliberately think that's the case are mistaken. We're supposed to be a broad, open operation, open to all points of view, and that's where dialogue and debate ought to come in. We need more of it. We don't have much of it on our station, actually. And I hope you would on the committee, you pick people on the committee who are going to be open-minded enough to pick someone who is going to communicate well with the board, with the staff, with the listeners at large, and not run a tight closed-in ship or be swayed by a particular faction or point of view contrary to the interests of the foundation and the station. It's a tall order. It's not easy. But we need to overcome the factionalism, and maybe we need to have some outside intervention that I've suggested for over 20 years to help us have better meetings, to help us mediate our conflicts instead of wasting our money and our time and maybe endanger the station.
Sorry, I was not paying attention
at the time. I used to have a 300-gallon aquarium. I threw 10 goldfish in there one time. 3 or 4 years later, the goldfish had one input to their lives. If they pushed their eye against the plastic, they might be able to see something. They lived in a green soup for years. All the food they needed, everything was fine. This confidentiality thing is a crock. I've served on GM search committees as a listener. I've had GMs come to my worship. the whole idea that this process of hiring is secret is a lie. It doesn't need to be. You can't supply pencils to LA Unified except in a public process. All of our bids, all of our buying and selling, all of that can be a public process. Our hiring can be a public process if we do one thing, if we choose that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'll go, thank you to the public for your comments. We do have teller instructions.
Point of personal privilege. Since my name was mentioned, I want to take this point of personal privilege.
Erwin Chemerinsky's report on teachers' First Amendment rights was certainly an appropriate introduction to Ralph Nader on behalf of the KPFK.
I don't think so. Okay, John, so your point of personal privilege was to go first, because that's the next item?
No, the point of personal
thank
privilege
you.
Was to address.
Okay, we are.
And it was it.
Right, we did our next item. So
it was heard on the hour before.
The candidates each have 30 seconds to respond. Any candidate like to respond to the public comment?
What we're about to undertake is very important process and procedure. We need a good party station manager, someone who is able to control everything that goes on the air and all the activities at the station, and be open and transparent with us, as an earlier statement. There's a lot of secrecy going on right now, and people have jobs out of either relationships or perhaps friendships. They don't belong on our station. I hear them coming on the air all the time.
Lauren, we're out of time for this item, so you want to make a quick
comment? No, it's okay. I don't think we have time. I just wanted to say that I appreciate the comments that Hakeem made and taking the hard time. Also, in very much in agreement with you in regards to, you know, how we need to restructure this thing.
Brenda?
I'm going to extend 15 minutes so we have enough time to get through the vote.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Marsh, second. Is there any objection to extending 15 minutes to carry the vote? Seeing none, we'll extend 15 minutes. So, teller instructions, please, Terry. Are they parliamentarian? Yes, and then our secretary will distribute them.
Okay, this is an STD election, just like the delegate election. In this case, there are eight candidates for seven seats, which means the election will be concluded as soon as the first candidate gets eliminated, because at that point you'll only have as many candidates as seats. What this means strategically.